This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's a football Friday here on the Daily Tip. And of course, we've got picks galore all morning long. We'll start with our favorite plays in college football. Although the slate is not as beautiful as week one, we'll try to make it pretty, maybe put some lipstick on it. Then we'll get to our NFL props, a little sprinkling of baseball because it is still going on. And listen, those picks have been good for me and Jenk. So we are sticking to some baseball. We'll get to our parlays. And it's all coming up next within the next hour here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenk. So I remember looking at the college slate on, I think it was Tuesday, and I just got this sinking feeling. I was like, oh no. Like, where are the big games? I'm scrolling. Where are the marquee games? And although maybe you could do some mental gymnastics and say, oh, well, you've got Iowa and Iowa State, Baylor and SMU. I don't know. It does feel like a bit of a letdown after all of the banner games we saw in week one.
Yeah, we had such a blockbuster opening week. You know? I mean, week zero was great, but last week was just great matchup after great matchup and so much drama and so many storylines. And now it's, I don't know, can Kent State stay within 65 points of Texas Tech? Can my Longhorns beat San Jose State by more than 38.5? So there are a few games on the schedule that are going to be good. And we do have Michigan-Oklahoma. We have the Cy-Hawk Trophy up for grabs in Ames. But yeah, compared to last week, it's not the same.
All right, let's start with Michigan-Oklahoma because a lot of people are really liking what they see from Bryce Underwood and Michigan. Mm-hmm. And Michigan's getting points in this one. So, Jenks, I know you will never leave an opportunity to fade Oklahoma on the table. Because you went to Texas, and I understand that you do not love Oklahoma.
I do not.
So are you fading Oklahoma this week? Do you believe in Michigan at all?
This is a tough one. I just think that I won't play it personally, but I would grab Michigan in the points because, A, I can't stand Oklahoma. They shouldn't be a state. Should be eliminated immediately. But also, I think this line has moved too much. The look-ahead line in the summer was Oklahoma minus one, and now it's gone all the way up to Oklahoma minus 5.5. I will say that John Mateer looked great in his debut. I mean, they were playing a nobody, but he can sling it. I'm sorry, I was not familiar with your game. I mean, he can absolutely sling it from any angle where he wants to throw the ball. But Bryce Underwood did look good. Michigan's defense should still be stout. And Shrone Moore knows what to expect. He went to Oklahoma. Like, he's an OU alum. So I thought it was fascinating, too. I learned yesterday, this is the first ever in the history of Michigan, true road game for Michigan against an SEC team. It's never happened before, which sounds crazy, but it really is because of how the landscape has changed in college football. Ultimately, I think because Moore knows what to expect, because maybe we're giving Oklahoma a little too much credit because of a tier, and he's gotten some Heisman run, I would go with the Wolverines and grab the 5.5.
Yeah, I think I would lean towards the points, but here's the other question I have. I feel like it's difficult to go between the mentality of betting on the NFL and betting on college. Because in the NFL, like 5.5 is a lot of points. But in college, I seem to think that it matters a little bit less. Like, obviously, because the totals are a little bit higher, or I guess not in this one. It's 46.5, excuse me. But obviously, it is less than a touchdown. So, like, 5.5 is just... it's a little bit of a dead number for me.
Yeah.
But also, I'm trying to wade through the mental gymnastics of... I understand people who are fans of Michigan are very passionate. But when they're calling Bryce Underwood a generational talent, which I know has been a buzzword this week on social media, as Ryan Clark said, like, neither Tom Brady or Peyton Manning were generational talent. So I'm not sure what that phrase even means. But I do think, you know, this is a matchup of two big programs, and I do think Michigan could possibly keep it close, especially when we're talking about a low total where points are supposed to be at a premium. Speaking of dogs that could be barking, Kansas and Missouri. Kansas had a great effort from Jalen Daniels in the first game of the season. So Missouri, the home favorites here, land 6.5, total of 50.5. Jenks, is this another dog that you will consider adopting?
I want to, but I also feel like it might be a bit of a trap. I mean, Jalen Daniels has looked like a Heisman candidate early on. I know Denton said earlier in the week, maybe look at a sprinkle on Jalen Daniels to win the Heisman at 50-1, but they haven't played anyone either. I like that play, by the way, but they've also played Fresno State and Wagner. So you've got Kansas going into Missouri, their first real test, and Missouri was surprisingly one of the better defenses in the SEC last season. They were fifth in the SEC. Mm-hmm. It was Texas, Tennessee, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Mizzou. So as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh, Kansas all day. I'm grabbing the points with Jalen Daniels, but I feel like it could be a bit of a trap. I feel like this will be a big public play. I'm going to stay away from it personally, but I would actually lean Mizzou, I think, here.
I think this is the tough part for me with some of these college games is that I come in with one hypothesis and then I leave with another.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was looking at this Illinois and Duke game and saying, oh, you know, Duke has a quarterback. They're paying like several million dollars in Darian Mensah. This is could be a sleepy spot for Illinois because according to Central Time, I think it's an 11 a.m. kickoff at Duke. And so Duke is getting 3 points in this one. I think it's gone up to 4. But this is a big step up in competition, I feel like, for Duke. And I will say, like, I watched a little bit of that Illinois and Western Illinois game because it was on Peacock. I was like, oh, I have Peacock. Maybe I'll watch a few minutes of this. And Western Illinois, for like the first few drives, actually was moving the football through the air against Illinois. But I'm not sure if that's going to be the case for Duke because Darian Mensah is a bit of a dual threat quarterback. So I don't think passing is still his forte. I think he still has a way to go when it comes to developing as a passer. Remember, he's just a sophomore. So I still lean towards Illinois in this one. But it was one of those where I came in thinking Duke, but also they weren't getting that many points because, again, you know, 3 points in the NFL sounds like a lot, but in college, not so much. 49.5 a total. So I do think that Illinois probably gets the job done there. Speaking of low scoring, we know that's usually the case for Iowa. They're on the road at number 16, Iowa State. Iowa State laying 3.5 here. 41.5 is your total here. Jenks, did you look at this game or did you say, I do not want to consider Iowa games because last year they were absolutely miserable to watch?
Aren't Iowa games miserable to watch every year? Like, isn't that how it goes with Iowa? They are. It's like, listen, we're going to win this game 12-10. Was it 2 years ago or was it last year where they put out a highlight reel for their punter? It was it was so funny. Like, they're very self-aware. Like, we have no offense, but our punter, I mean, this guy, he's got a leg on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
He'll pin you back. He'll pin you inside the 10. Maybe the 5. Okay. Mm. This guy can punt. I think I'm going to take Iowa. I will watch this game. I think this is one of the more underrated, fun rivalries in college football. Play for the Cy-Hawk Trophy, for God's sakes. You can get Iowa +3.5. And in a game like this, this just feels like one of those games. It's almost always decided by a field goal. If the line was reversed and I could get 3.5 with Iowa State, I'd take the 3.5 there. So I'm going to take the hook. This is going to be something like a, 20-17 game, something like that. Iowa State's going to kick a field goal late to win it when it's tied at 17. I'm curious to watch Mark Gronowski, who is the quarterback for Iowa. So he didn't look good last week, but I think there's a big possibility that Iowa was looking ahead because they played a no one last week. I forget who it was. Albany. They played Albany last week. So they didn't look good, and I feel like that's one of those games where you say, just forget it. We're going to run some vanilla stuff. We'll get ready for the rivalry against Iowa State. And I remember Mark Gronowski because I think I watched last year when he won the national title at a lower level, at the FCS level with South Dakota State, won two national titles. So the kid can play, and I think this is the week where Iowa ratchets it up and puts double digits on the board offensively here. So I'm going to go Hawkeyes, and I'll grab the 3.5.
I think it's really cool that we actually get a rivalry game like this early in the season. Because normally we have to wait until November. So we kind of talked about this with teams in the NFL. Like we saw it last night, Cowboys-Eagles, great rivalry matchup. I think when you talk about rivalry matchups, usually you give the slight lean to the underdog, especially if they're getting a field goal or more, especially when a total is this low. So I'd lean towards the dog here. Don't know if I'd be playing a total in that one. It is very, very low. All right, Jenks, so I know there's probably not a play in this Texas game, but let me ask you, have you put any extra action on Arch Manning to win the Heisman? Because I do think if there's ever a time to buy low on him, probably the time's now. I do think he's set up for some success in the next few games.
He's at 16-1. So if you believe in Arch, I know a lot of people are very divisive on this topic, but yeah, now's the time to do it if you believe, because you're not going to get a better price than this, because Texas plays a cupcake schedule from here on out until they get to Florida. Got to go to the Swamp in 3 weeks, and that's where we're going to find out a whole lot more about Arch Manning. But in this game, I don't really know what side to go on here. I initially, I know it's 36 and a hook. Yeah, this, I mean, come on, Double D, are you really gonna do this to me and make me get excited about this game where a Manning is gonna get back on the horse? You know, you have a tough outing. Did you know, as bad as he played, Texas had a chance to tie that game late against Ohio State? Think about that for a second. Like Sammy P said, if they played again this week on a neutral field, Texas would be favored. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Texas by a million. Arch, those 4 touchdowns. We've been talking about him again. Nah, he still got it. He had a bad game. Peyton had a bad game. Eli had a bad game. Hell, Cooper had a bad game back in the day. He's going to be fine. He's young. He had to go into the shoe. But this does have the possibility of being a blowout. Thank you, Double D. You got me going there.
Ah, yes. Texas by a million, which is roughly the same number as the spread in this game.
Yeah.
So you might be sweating that one late. All right, how about a house divided game? Like, you know those annoying, like, license plates where it's like, house divided, she's Georgia Tech, he's Georgia. It feels like that might be the case on this Baylor and SMU game. If I am, you know, listening correctly to what we've been talking about before the show started. So Baylor on the road at number 17, SMU. SMU home favorites here, laying 2.5 points. Total of 64.5. So it does feel like a high total, but I do think we see a lot of points in this one. Baylor had some major issues stopping the run against Auburn. But I will say, Jackson Arnold, my goodness, I was not familiar with your game. So I think that Auburn maybe was sandbagging a little bit. So maybe that goes into this as well. But I see a lot of people are on Baylor in this game. And yeah. I do think it is a good strategy to, you know, zig when others zag. And you see a team coming off an opening week loss. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, Baylor's terrible. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I still think they are a very quality football team, and I'm not sure what to believe in when it comes to SMU. I will say a lot of people said that last year, and they made it all the way to the college football playoff, and we know Kevin Jennings can run the ball a little bit as well. So, Jenks, what side do you land on here, Baylor or SMU or a total?
This is one of those games where I've gone back and forth where I started on one side and I went to the other. And one thing I always have to remind myself is the number is the number. You're like, wow, genius, Michael. Great job. But when I see a number, I'm like, oh, my God, it's SMU. That's what I thought. It's SMU. Easy. Less than a field goal or SMU on the money line, minus 135. And I was like, wait a second. There's a reason why this number is at 2.5. There's a reason why this number is short, which means you can absolutely make a case for both sides. So be careful. So I looked at the SMU side. And look, it's pretty compelling, right? Because Kevin Jennings is back at quarterback. SMU won every game last year at home by double digits. The Mustangs have won 8 straight games against unranked opponents. Baylor has lost 10 straight games against teams that are ranked in the top 25. Everything points to SMU, but at the same time, you can't just take away what we saw from Baylor against Auburn last week, because Auburn is a very good, well, they're middle-of-the-road SEC team, but certainly they have the horses and the athletes to compete with a team like SMU. And SMU did not look great in the opener here. We've seen money come in on Baylor, and I will say the Bears do have a ton of experience coming back, which is why I liked them last week despite that loss. Now, the more I look at it, I think this could be one of those games where Baylor pulls the outright upset, or you at least grab Baylor on the points. I know Denton is on Baylor, so I've gone from one side to the other. Going to stay away, but this is a head-scratcher for me.
Ah, so it's not house divided. For some reason, I thought you guys were on opposite sides there. But I think this is one of the cases where you read between the line. And when the line is only 2.5 and you have an unranked opponent going on the road to a ranked opponent, that line is telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's only 2.5. So I think the odds makers are onto something. I think maybe this time is to, the time is now to buy low on Baylor. All right, coming up next, it's time for some NFL props and a little sprinkling of baseball, because that is still going on. It's next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.